Shalom, beloved brothers and sisters and the Lord. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for this wonderful day granted to us by the Lord in order to live for Him. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at the topic, the beauty of Jesus. As we normally sing from our hymn, number 75, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. We are looking at Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 1. Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now, the Lord bless his word in our heart. This prophecy came through Isaiah, the prophet, to the children of Israel. A prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. In Jesus, according to where we read, when he shall come, or when he came, there was no beauty that was seen upon him. When we say no beauty, what are we talking about? The beauty from the direction of human being, from the direction of the Jews. The Jews were in expectation of Messiah, and they expected that when the Messiah shall come, he will actually deliver them from the bondage of the Romans. Through the Messiah, the Jews will prosper materially. That was their expectation. And when Jesus came, they could not see that through his life. And they rejected him because he did not correspond with their expectation for the Messiah. They were expecting him to come as a king, but he came as a lamb. And God used that to blind them in order for the Gentiles to come in. That is the elect among the Gentiles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So to the Gentiles that are not part of the elect, they saw Jesus, the death of Jesus, as foolishness, as something that has no sense. So to the Jews and the Gentiles, there was nothing attractive to them from Jesus Christ. So there was no beauty to behold on Jesus religiously, politically, financially, militarily. But to us that are of God, Jesus is the most beautiful object or being to behold. Because in Jesus, we could see the manifestation of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through Jesus, we could see the fullness of God manifested. Through Jesus, we could see the solution to our sin. That is, he being the Lamb of God, the expectation of the children of God, those that are to be saved, the one that will come and take away our sin. According to John chapter 1, verse 14, according to verse 17 to 18, and 29, we could see that when John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, this is he who takes away the sins of the world." Another sight of the beauty of Jesus, we could see humility, how he denied himself for the will of God to be done, that he died for us to please God. He died to please God, and he died in order to reconcile us to God. That is the beauty of Jesus, to be seen spiritually, that the children of Israel could not see physically. They could not see because they were in the flesh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus, we could see what God has done for us, as in Jesus was made for us sanctification, redemption, wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus, we could see all this provision made for us by our Lord and God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus, we could see how he hated iniquity and he loved righteousness. In Jesus, we could see the fruit of the Spirit of God manifested. And this is the reason why when we are talking about let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us, is not talking about material things. It is talking about spiritual attribute, the attribute of God, the beauty of God, the love of God expressed. Through Jesus, we could see forgiveness of sin. Through Jesus, we could see humility. Through Jesus, we could see submission to the will of God. And when we are looking unto Jesus for his beauty to be seen in us, this should be our expectation. Where we will lay down our life for one another, where we will love one another, where we will submit to the will of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I pray that we will look unto Jesus steadfastly for his beauty to be seen in us, as we become more selfless, as we become more humble, as we become more obedient to the will of God. I pray that the Lord will bless his word in our hearts and fill us more with his beauty. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. Shalom.